Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
About to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
This is The Rob Carson Show. It's Thursday, T-minus one day till Friday, which is one day away from the weekend, where you'll spend your hours working your second and third jobs to pay the additional $1,100 per month that it costs to live in this country because of Joe Biden's economy. There you go. Hey, everybody. So I was watching the spectacle on Capitol Hill yesterday, and the Democrats acting like children. One of them went trick-or-treating dressed as Vladimir Putin, like we're supposed to expect he be treated as an adult. It really is ridiculous. And I wrote this. I want to share it with you real quick to start the show. To start the show today. We are supposed to believe that a man with dementia who was installed as president with the help of the CIA, FBI, and DOJ, and had tens of thousands of classified top-secret documents in seven or eight locations, including the Penn Biden Center that received over $70 million from the Chinese Communist Party, is not corrupt. As a run-on sentence, I don't even care. We also are expected to believe he and his family aren't corrupt, as he had over 20 LLCs receiving and distributing tens of millions of dollars, including $25 million in untraceable diamonds. We are told there's nothing there, as his crack-addled, whore-mongering son illegitimately worked at a Ukrainian gas company that was being investigated for corruption by the Ukrainian government. And the president at the time, vice president, forced the government to fire the prosecutor looking into said company by withholding $1 billion in American taxpayer money. Meanwhile, the president and the DOJ are indicting his main opponent for the presidency on political charges, literally commanded out of the White House. This is absolutely beyond absurd. If this man were a Republican, this would be the biggest story in U.S. history, but our media is so Soviet they won't cover it. We are living in the nightmare third world banana republic we've always maligned and made fun of. Honestly, I'm so bleeping done with this, and you should be too. There's no time for discourse. There is only time to have Joe Biden removed from office and the deep state gutted, resulting in massive arrests, prosecutions, and prison sentences. We're not stupid, and now we're really pissed. That's what I wrote. And it is really just beyond stupid at this point. All of the things that I just said, the media telling us the opposite of the truth, telling us that the emperor is fully clothed and his wardrobe is marvelous. We know the man has freaking dementia. Dear God in heaven, he falls all the time. He can't talk. They gave him short stares on Air Force One. You know, honestly, shut up. Shut up if you're trying to tell me that his mind is working. That's ridiculous. You know, I don't have time to debate people on things that are so patently absurd that there's no debate that should be had. I don't have debates about the flat earthers, okay? There are people on the planet who think our earth is flat, even though you look into the sky and every single celestial object in the universe, with the exception of stray asteroids and whatnot, are spherical. That's it. They're all in circles, all right? It's crazy weird, right? How in the hell are we going to believe that we live on a pizza? I don't have time. I don't have time to debate and mentally masturbate with idiots who are clearly political and covering up the biggest scandal in the history of the world. I've just said a fraction of it right there. And you know what? We've got a DOJ and an FBI that is so blatantly corrupt, all they care about is going after Donald Trump and his supporters while the country burns. I figured out something this morning. You know what I figured out today? You know how we could finally figure out if Bigfoot is real or not? You want to guess? Tell the FBI that Bigfoot was on Capitol Hill on January the 6th. They would catch Bigfoot like that. Bigfoot would be, oh my God, they would hunt down frickin' Bigfoot. They would have him arrested in front of the Bigfoot children, and they'd have him hauled off to Bigfoot jail where he'd sit in prison for 1,000 days without a trial. We would finally figure out Bigfoot. Do the same thing to the Loch Ness Monster. There you go. Just tell the FBI that the Loch Ness Monster was on Capitol Hill on January the 6th. That's all you'd need to know. It's ridiculous. There was a thing, hundreds of years ago, Galileo, he was the first person to say that our solar system was heliocentric, not the what they call the Ptolemaic version of the universe, which means that people originally thought the Earth, everything revolved around the Earth. It's just like the Democrat Party today. They think everything revolves around them, and they're wrong. They're wrong on everything. Galileo spent time in prison because he believed, and it was true, that the Earth was not the center of the universe. I don't have time for the nonsense anymore. You shouldn't have time for the nonsense anymore. All I care about is saving our country. I don't have time to dither with idiots like Joe Scarborough, who are, unhinged and insane in the face of overwhelming evidence. And I know this is a cliche, but it is absolutely true. If Joe Biden were a Republican, he would already have been drummed out of office. Donald Trump, in the first, month of his presidency, had already been impeached for nothing. He was impeached again by the time he left his presidency. He was harangued his entire presidency by the left for nothing. I have nothing within me right now but a fight. All I care about is taking our country back, and that's the way most of you feel. Most of you feel. 77% or so of us feel the country is going in the wrong direction, and I really think that 77% of us are sick and tired of this crap. Aren't you just kind of tired of sitting here in misery and malaise while people tell you that the sky is green, that the economy is great, and the fact that you don't have enough money to feed your family and pay for your rent, your car payment, and gas, that you're imagining it? I mean, honestly, do you need any more factual information to show what everyone in the mainstream media, the Democrat Party, the deep state, both parties are telling you is wrong? Is wrong. You have everything right now in your power for joy, for happiness. The problem is you've got a bunch of statist a-holes in power, and they've been in power for a very long time. And right now they are trying to take the country down as founded, enrich themselves and their cronies while you live with nothing. They want to take your gas stove away. They want to take your gas car away. They want to make you drive an EV, even though EVs suck, and they always have. And they're beholden to powers outside of our borders like China and Russia and Iran and all of our enemies. That's why I came up with this a couple of years ago. And I said then I was done with the nonsense. And to this day, everything in this song is true.
Arizona and Corona, all the lies about them they've been telling
Bigfoot
you.
Bigfoot was on the Capitol steps.
How did they win it?
On January the 6th.
The freaking Senate.
Go get him!
When the votes that they received were very few. Don't catch the stupid, don't buy their BS. That climate change is real, inflation's not. Don't catch the stupid,
hey.
Don't believe them.
Yeah.
Because distraction and diversion's all they got.
We all know that Hurricane Ian was the result of global warming.
Russian collusion led to confusion. January 6th is a smokescreen. The new Green Deal is a disguise deal. Like their mandate forcing you to take vaccine. Don't catch the stupid, you just can't do it. That in women's sports men should compete. They're teaching sex ed in kindergarten. Their destructive policies we must defeat.
Like wear a mask, don't wear a mask.
Statues have fallen.
Uh-huh.
It's so appalling.
Yeah.
To ignore Hunter's laptop and his theft. Don't catch the stupid, rejected nonsense. Everything is stupid on the left.
Yeah, I'm kind of done with it.
It is a 1776 moment right now. That's where we live right now. And you want to know, what does it mean to be a Republican today? It means we believe in the ideals of 1776. Ideals like freedom and merit and the pursuit of excellence. That you get ahead in this country, not on the color of your skin, but on the content of your character and your contributions. End affirmative action. End DEI. We are done with the nonsense. Send it back home.
Around the world was the start of the revolution. The minute men were ready on the move.
Come on!
Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to lose.
Yeah, you know, I'm just done with the nonsense. One of the things that I've said on stage that gets the biggest reaction. And it is, here's the expression, it's let's make 2024 the year we turn from nonsense back to common sense. You know, common sense. I have been talking about the death of common sense, decency, shame for decades now. And I really think we've reached a point that is so absurd that it cannot be denied anymore. And so I'm asking those of you who want to live in joy and happiness and prosperity, you've got it within you. You always have. Every race group, every ethnic group, realizing, of course, yes, we've had racism in our past. Guess what? There are countries around the world who still do. In fact, all of them do. There's racism everywhere. It's not unique. It hasn't gotten worse. The only reason they say it's gotten worse is because they want to divide us along racial lines. Do you understand now? Do you understand why they're putting transgendered men, I should say, they start off as men and then they become women, you know, but they still go into Planet Fitness and shave their faces. All right. So there's a reason why that's happening. It's meant to stir us up. It's meant to divide us on every way, in every way, shape, or form possible. I was raised knowing that we are a great American melting pot. That what you just heard there, that Schoolhouse Rock, man. That's what used to run between all of the cartoons on Saturday morning. Yeah, you're an old Gen Xer. Hell yeah, I am. And I believed it. And you know what? I was right. We're the great American melting pot. People have come from all over the world to be here. Immigration is not something new. Illegal immigration has always been illegal immigration. The fact that the Democrat Party is saying illegal immigration is fine, and if you believe that illegal immigration is illegal or that illegals should be called illegals and somehow you're racist, realize that is the same line they use on everything else. If you don't believe little boys should have their penises cut off and go through puberty blockers, you are a transphobe. If you don't believe whatever, whatever, you're this phobe and that phobe. Don't you realize you're not all those phobes? You're not a hater, you're not a racist, you're not a white supremacist, you're none of those things. Those are just names they've come up to throw at you to either make you a target or divide you from other people. That's it. That's why I say 77% of us know the country is going in the wrong direction, which means 77% of us can come together to save her, and the other 23% can go to hell. There you go. Yeah. And if you don't want to live in that country, go crawl in a hole somewhere. Go live in California. Honestly, let California rot off the vine. Because honestly, if you're still in California, it's your problem. All right. If you're still in New York and you vote Democrat, all of this is on you. It's all your problem. You know, if you decide you want to chase the most influential and transformative figures out of New York City like Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump, then fine. Sit on your crown of crap or sit on your throne of crap and wear your crown of crap. How does that sound? Yeah. Yeah. So I'm optimistic about the country because I'm ready to fight. Not a physical fight. I'm ready to overwhelm the left with joy and patriotism. Just like the people who stood on the Berlin Wall in 1988, And without firing a shot, they took down the Soviet Union. And we can do the same damn thing to both of these political parties and the deep state behind them. How's that sound? Yeah. All right, cool. We've got some really good sound from yesterday on Capitol Hill. The Democrats made complete buffoons of themselves while exposing the truth that Joe Biden is kompromat. And now there is evidence that Joe Biden and China were working together before he became president because they knew he would be president. And I said that Joe Biden's presidency is the quid pro quo. And I was right. That's all coming up. This is the Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
Biden sold his country out for cash money. A poll out today, 40% of the American people, and I take a little personal pride in this, 40% of the American people now think China is the number one existential threat to this nation. Yeah. Those numbers were not there years ago, folks. Mm-hmm. We started hammering this at Breitbart, started hammering it in my films, and started really hammering it in the White House, President Trump, and then on War Room. They're the number one enemy, and Biden took cash money from them. Biden is in business with them. Yep. Everything Biden does in relation to them has to be in the context of the money. The American people have to have this adjudicated in front of them, not led to deteriorate into a brawl, because the Democrats are going to do that. You have to understand that before you walk in there. Jamie Raskin, Goldman, AOC, there's a whole raft of them. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about decorum. They care about winning. They care about winning the day. And you just have too many soft people. Yes. Soft. Yes. People. They're prepared to be pushed around. Our audience wants to know when you're going to start doing the pushing. When are you going to start dominating the conversation? When are you going to enforce your will upon these situations?
Yeah, when are you going to close the damn border? When are you going to stop capitulating on the budget? They're getting ready to do another $1.5 trillion without an official budget, without any accountability for where our money is going. I'm tired of it, Mike Johnson. Grow some. Grow some, or we'll cut yours off and put somebody else in there. Honestly, John, we're done. We're done. We're done. 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 American people are done. And yesterday we found out a lot of things because, Hunter Biden was supposed to show up. He acts like he's all tough and everything, and he's innocent and everything. But when the rubber meets the road, you know, he likes women he can run over and pay for. You know, he can't handle people like, oh, I don't know, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Listen to this.
Joe Biden told the press here in Washington, and it was reported in Time magazine, he said he is running for president in 2020. Joe Biden stated that in 2016. Fast forward to 2017.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hunter Biden then goes and pursues a business deal with the top officials in China. As a matter of fact, the number one, and this was confirmed today on the hearing, the number one was Xi Jinping, the president of China,
Yeah. The
leader of the Communist Party of China. This is extremely serious because not only did the press in Washington know that Joe Biden was running for president in 2020, so did China. China knew that Joe Biden was running for president.
Biden's presidency is the quid pro quo.
President in 2020. Now that Joe Biden is president of the United States, we have a historical advantage to look at what he's done. Joe Biden's policies have been to destroy America's energy, specifically the oil industry. Yet the oil industry is where China has made fortunes. So has Russia.
Huh.
So I want you to look at the policy decisions that Joe Biden has made as president. He's made every single decision to make America weak, to destroy America's oil industry, and all of his decisions that he's made for China and with sanctions on Russia have enriched and empowered China and Russia to a level that we have not seen yet in history.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Gets rid of the Keystone XL pipeline, immediately says that all vehicles in the federal workforce must be electric, is now shutting down natural gas exports. All of this is benefiting China with regard to electric vehicles. We know that China has factories in Mexico that are going to flood the United States market with cheap electric vehicles. Joe Biden today doubling down on getting rid of gas power. gas-powered vehicles, even though you don't want electric vehicles. You got fentanyl flooding in, hundreds of thousands of people dying from fentanyl overdose, which is an intentional poisoning of our population by China. Joe Biden says nothing about it. Joe Biden saying nothing about 30,000 Chinese military-age males coming across our southern border. Joe Biden said nothing about a spy balloon that flew over our country. What else do you need, guys? And then tens of millions of dollars and $25 million in untraceable diamonds from the Chinese Communist Party, who's funding the Penn Biden Center. I mean, what do you need? We're not stupid, Jamie Raskin. We're not stupid. Wait till you hear some audio coming up from Tony Bobulinski and an AOC. Unbelievable. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. Hey, guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite. You and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%. Coming up, I've got some audio from Capitol Hill yesterday. Tony Bobulinski, Democrats looking like fools. There's no evidence that Joe Biden and his family are corrupt. Okay, sure. He doesn't have dementia. Okay, whatever. That's fine. I'm here to just make fun of you because everybody gets it. And, you know, we're not that stupid. Real quick. So my son got a little dog, a rescue dog. And this dog is named Ellie. And it's a some sort of an Australian dog. It looks kind of like a hunting dog, small dog. And, you know, as much as I'm that guy, you know, the guy who says, I don't want to see that dog. I don't want that dog around. And then the dog's here, and now I'm completely smitten by the dog. And my wife, she's come up with a new nickname for herself because, you see, our son has a dog, and I told her, don't go down this stupid road of people saying because your kid has a dog that's a grand puppy. No, don't even go there. And so she's calling herself Gigi now, like grandma of the dog. I'm like, dear God, no. The dog is going to be known as my son's dog. I am going to be known as the father of my son. That's it. And of course, I'm completely smitten with the dog. I go out there, I talk stupid to the dog. You got a bunch of names for the dog. I'm just a moron. What are you going to do? Remember yesterday when I played you the story out of Queens, New York? This woman got her parents left the house to her, and lo and behold, some people just moved in, decided they were gonna own the house. Remember
he
that?
He says he signed a lease in October.
Squatters.
But wouldn't tell us with who.
I got proof longer than that.
Show us the proof.
But who are you for me to show? I showed it to cops.
Dan with Channel 7 News. If you don't want to show it, you don't want to show it.
Cool. Come here, brother. I like that.
I would like to see it.
Now, what you don't know is that people who steal your home's title, they're not as overt as people just move it into your house. They move into your house without even knowing, you even knowing they're there. They can forge signatures. There's a myriad ways they can steal your identity. Hell, they can use AI on your voice for crying out loud. If you're worried about home title theft, if you're worried that maybe somebody has taken out a home equity loan on your house that you paid off and you're hoping you're going to use it for retirement, then you need to go to Home Title Lock, get a free comprehensive scan of your home's title so you don't find out that somebody's already moved in. Thank you very much. You also get 30 days of legendary home title protection free. So they'll tell you, hey, you know, is something going on? When they did my house, we found out that people were pinging on it already. There were inquiries going on. There was all sorts of stuff going on. So what you need to do is you need to go to HomeTitleLock.com and enter promo code Carson, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson, and again, free comprehensive scan and 30 days of legendary home title lock protection. Stop the virtual squatters, okay? HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. Here is Tony Bobulinski yesterday.
I wish you would spend the time focusing on the fact that the Chinese Communist Party infiltrated the White House of the United States of America through the Biden family. I don't say that lightly. It's not a joke. I was willing to die for this country, as was my father and both my grandfathers and my brother. This is serious, serious stuff. We should be asking how that happened. Take the Biden name and the Biden family completely out of it. How did the Chinese Communist Party infiltrate the White House of the United States of America? Let's start there. Focus on those facts, what they did, how they did it, why they used money, why they used private enterprises instead of military stuff and other stuff. That is huge to our national security.
Here's something. Listen to this. And I have this story for later in the show. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm quietly met with top CCP energy official to combat climate change prior to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve reveal. So they sold a million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to China. Right? Remember that? She was also there meeting, talking about, hey, you need to buy our electric cars. You need to buy our windmills. You need to buy our solar panels. Yeah, Jennifer Granholm met with CCP officials at least four times since October 2023. Joe Biden is doubling down on his EV mandate, wanting to get rid of all gas vehicles by 2032. Joe Biden's presidency is the quid pro quo. Duh. But yesterday, the Dems literally tried to act like they didn't know Tony Bobulinski's name. Remember when Joe Biden, he said, what was it in, it was in a debate. He goes, what's this China thing? Like playing ignorance. They all know who Tony Bobulinski is. They all know what he has on Joe Biden. And yesterday, it was shown how desperate they are to cover it up.
Today, they're holding yet another hearing trying to impeach Hunter Biden. With, like, some guy named Tony Bobulinski? Like, who is that guy?
Yeah, you, please. Dear God in heaven, really? Come on.
Like, why does America even care?
Now recognize Mr. Bobulinski for his opening statement.
Should I allow Hunter to give his opening statement first?
Oh, yeah, he didn't show up.
Doesn't appear Mr. Biden showed up.
Yeah, he didn't show up yesterday. Did not show up at all. Here is Jim Jordan. And here's another thing. Hunter Biden was so cracked up out of his mind that he went to a computer repair shop and he left several laptops with all sorts of incriminating evidence. He signed an agreement that if you leave this laptop for however long it is, you immediately lose ownership of it. The director, the guy who owns this place, he contacted the FBI and they showed no interest. He gave a copy of the hard drive to Rudy Giuliani. He gave a copy to the FBI. The FBI literally sat on it through the election. In 2020, through the election, claimed that it was bullcrap, and now we know it's real. It's real. And it has all of these exchanges, all of these meetings, all of this payoff. It is a wealth of information. There's no denying it, but the Democrats are continuing to do it. Joe Biden was referred to the big guy when it came to influence peddling. Hunter Biden isn't worth $25-50 million. He's a crack-addled whoremonger that was booted from the military because he used coke. All right, and he documented his trafficking women across state lines for prostitution. You've seen the crack scale, for God's sake. And he was the bag man for Joe Biden, because without Joe Biden, Hunter Biden is worthless. Nobody would hire him.
The ranking member just said that Joe Biden was opposed to corruption. Really? So opposed, he leveraged $1 billion of American tax money to fire the prosecutor in Ukraine who was investigating Zolochevsky at Burisma, yeah. the company Hunter Biden sat on the board of.
Yeah.
Wow. And the prosecutor who replaced Shokin, that Mr. Parnas referenced in his opening statement, Mr. Lutsenko, guess what he did?
What?
He took Zolochevsky off the wanted list and dropped the charges. Wow, he's really, really opposed to corruption there. Mr. Bobulinski, who's the big guy? Are you sure about that? Because when
Joe Biden,
you're sure?
I'm 1,000% sure.
Because when Hunter Biden did his deposition under oath, he said, I don't know who it is, even though he was copied on an email that...
Yeah, we all get it. We all get it. This is AOC. AOC and the Democrats tried something yesterday, which is the filibuster. Meaning they talk over. They tried this with Robert Hur last week. Remember when Robert Hur says, this investigation I did is in no way exonerating, and Pramila Jayapal tried to talk over him, and he's like, no, it exonerates him. No, it does not. Okay, that's a filibuster. And here's AOC doing it.
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business
deal. Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO, and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir?
You
specifically.
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption statute.
Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is the...
So is felony, you idiot.
The category of crimes that you're then charged with.
Wow. You have charges. Sir, please
name the exact statute under RICO.
Yeah, listen, here we go.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18 lawyers that went to law school.
Okay, so you filibuster, and then at the very end, you reclaim your time. There you go. That's what Democrats did, and it's not working anymore. It might work on MSNBC. You know, yesterday I was watching Twitter. Twitter is still populated by the left, and a lot of the reason why things are trending is because there are people paid to make things trend. And if you see a trend about Marjorie Taylor Greene, it's not going to be that she hit a home run yesterday. It's going to be everything you can find that maligns Marjorie Taylor Greene. Same way with Nancy Mace. Twitter is a joke. It's still a cesspool, by the way. Here is Tony Bobulinski talking about what Joe Biden did, and it involved high crimes and misdemeanors.
No. You personally, do you believe he should be impeached?
I do.
Okay, and you believe that because you believe Chairman Comer has proven that he committed a high crime and misdemeanor.
No, because I know that he committed high crimes and misdemeanors.
Okay.
I was involved and saw them happen.
Right, but obviously...
Okay, is Joe Biden lying when he says he did not interact with Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, their business partners, or forward interests? Yes or no?
Yes.
Mr. Galanis?
Yes.
Okay. This is Byron Donalds. He brought receipts yesterday, okay? He brought actual receipts.
Now, to the money flow, because this is where the rubber meets the road.
Yes.
On August 3rd, they actually stipulate through WhatsApp text messages the exact stipulations of the deal. On August 4th, $100,000 is wired into Owasco PC from CEFC Infrastructure.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I want to submit for the record a portion of the bank statement for the time period August 3rd of 2017 to August 31, 2017, stipulating
Jack Smith doesn't have anything like this on Donald Trump.
$100,000 going from CEFC into the bank account of Hunter Biden through Owasco.
Neither does Letitia James.
PC.
Without objection, so ordered.
On August 8th, 4 days later, $5 million is then transferred from the Northern International Capital account of $5 million to Hudson West III.
Mm-hmm.
Hudson West III is a bank account controlled by Hunter Biden and Mr. Gon Wang, a.k.a. Kevin Dong, who is a CEFC associate. That money comes from a Northern International Capital a bank account that is tied to the CCP.
Yeah, here, now, this is interesting, too, because I did a little bit of research over the last couple of years. You realize that China has a thing they called, it's called Yahui. I don't speak Chinese, but it's spelled Y-A-H-U-I-E. And it is called an elegant bribe. And what they do is that the Chinese Communist Party will give you something of questionable value. You can assign a value to it and sell it to somebody involved in the Chinese Communist Party and pocket the money. One of the things is artwork. Do you wonder why Hunter Biden gets $500,000 for crap art when you can literally buy a Picasso for less than that? Yeah. You know what else they give? Diamonds. Diamonds.
Disbursement of a total of almost $24 million for diamonds. You have a major Chinese company spending a lot of money on diamonds.
Huh.
And apparently diamonds were used as a means of payment
wow.
for the Biden family.
Yeah.
We know that the Bidens have testified that admitted to having two diamonds.
Yeah, big ones.
We suspect that there are many, many more.
Literally had a diamond. It was worth $85,000, and Jim Biden said they lost it. Sure.
$1 million
worth of diamonds.
Are you aware, Mr. Bobulinski, of...
What was the insurance claim?
Of a pattern of bribery, of bribe payments coming from China Energy Fund Committee?
I appreciate that question. I wish everyone on this committee would read the 1,200 pages of testimony in an eight-day trial in the SDNY where Mr. Goldman used to work while the actual trial was going on, that accused numerous executives, ultimately Patrick Ho, of corruption.
Yeah, remember that? Hutter hired a Ho.
Bribing, leaving shoeboxes
exactly.
of cash.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry. That Ho hired Hutter.
Bribed political figures in Africa.
There's no debate that millions and millions of dollars flowed into the Biden family's bank accounts because diamonds are untraceable. We really don't know how many diamonds the Bidens received, do we?
We don't.
Diamonds are forever.
They're also untraceable.
Hold one up and then caress it.
It's just so stupid.
Touch it, stroke it, and undress it.
Da, 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 da.
I can see every part. Nothing hides in the heart to hurt me.
Da.
I don't need love.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. You know, Representative Ro Khanna used to be buddies with Tony Bobulinski. Did you know that? Yeah, Tony Bobulinski revealed that he reached out to Democrat lawmaker Ro Khanna in 2020 about his allegations of then presidential candidate Joe Biden. Bobulinski told the House Oversight Committee he was begging Ro Khanna to go to CNN, tell the world in October 2020 about the elections. You've always demonstrated to me that you are nothing but an honest, with the highest integrity individual, Khanna texted Bobulinski. Did you know that? But the Silicon Valley Democrat ducked out of Wednesday's proceeding after raising the subject with the witness. Yeah, listen to this. Bobulinski was all cozy with Ro Khanna, and now Ro Khanna's like, I don't know what he's talking about. But the problem is, Bobulinski has three phones, and he's got all the paper
from the CEFC into the bank account for President Joe Biden. And I want to start with a text message, July 31, WhatsApp text message between Hunter Biden and one Mr. Zhao. Real quick, Mr. Bobulinski, who is Mr. Zhao?
Congressman Donalds, I'd just actually like to spend 20 seconds.
I don't know, but I like General Zhao's chicken.
If you noticed, Congressman Khanna.
I'll get to the rest of this on the other side of this break. This is the Rob Carson Show. So here is Tony Bobulinski calling out Ro Khanna, who just decided to skip the hearing, mid-hearing yesterday.
Scurried out of here very quickly, and I'm actually disgusted as I sit here that he didn't address me based on the fact that I'm sitting here in front of the world trying to testify to the truth. In October 2020, I have messages I'm willing to produce to both the Democrats and the Republicans.
Uh-oh.
That Ro Khanna sent to me saying, You have always demonstrated to me that you're nothing but an honest with the highest integrity individual, and I was begging for him to go on CNN and tell the
world. Here's the deal. The SS Titanic is beyond taking on water. He's in serious crap. His family is in serious crap. Everybody knows it. And this cabal of the Democrat Party and the mainstream media, they're looking like buffoons. They're looking like utter buffoons. This is kind of funny. Eric Swalwell, he brought up something funny yesterday, and Michael Waltz, Republican, decided to call him out because, apparently Swalwell was going to lecture us on how China penetrates the government. Apparently, Swalwell did a little penetrating of his own. Here is the comment, and it's a great punchline, great way to kind of wrap things up on this subject.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I find it incredibly rich Mr. Swalwell is going to come to this committee and lecture us about how China penetrates our government. I think that's something he may know a thing or two about.
This is Jim Gossett, by the way.
Swalwell had a little bang bang with a little fang bang, a Chinese spy. Fang fang was his little honey, helped him raise money, and that is why he's out, there's no doubt, an affair he can't defend. Bang bang, Eric's little fang bang got him in the end.
Oh, well, he got her in the
bang,
end.
Bang bang, Eric's little fang bang, yes. Proof he's China's friend.
You want 69?
Shoot has a tiny little pencil, a tiny little pencil, a pencil neck. He is no more than a token. Many laws he's broken, we suspect. Oh, Mars, you went too far. An anti-Semite clown. Ships, Swalwell, and Omar. I'm glad that they went down.
They did.
Ships, Swalwell, and Omar. Let's run them out of town.
There you go. Kind of funny, and of course, the Chinese Communist Party, when it was discovered that Chang Chang was, or Fang Fang was doing a little bang bang with Eric Swalwell, they took her out of the country, and as I like to say, they ordered Chinese takeout. So there is that. it's honestly stupid at this point. And the Democrats say that there's no evidence of corruption, and what you need to do is just laugh at them. Don't engage them. The evidence is right there. They look like fools. Now, speaking of look like fools, on the other side of the break, Joe Biden says something incredibly racist. Big surprise. Planet Fitness is losing a lot of money for something really stupid involving men in locker rooms, and that is coming up on the Rob Carson Show. Don't go anywhere. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400% because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? All right, we got a lot of stuff coming up in the second hour of the show. Don't go anywhere, including 70% of Gazans still approve of Hamas actions on October the 7th. Yeah, we can have a two-state solution. Planet Fitness has just been hit by an asteroid, and Joe Biden, oddly enough, says something incredibly racist. That's all coming up. Don't go anywhere.